教会大概有八个月了。
A Chinese church.
那也是一个中文教会。
They wanted to get involved with international students.
因为他们想要做留学生事工。
Their church is called Vancouver Chinese Alliance.
那他这个教会名字是温哥华华人宣道会。
They were hoping that maybe one or two students would come to the Alpha program.
那他们也希望可能就是希望有一些中国留学生可以去参加他们的 Alpha 这个课程。
One of my Japanese friends from the Langara, I told her about this invitation.
那我有一个日本的朋友，他在 Langara 这个学校学习，我也告诉了他这个信息。
And you will get free Chinese food.
我就跟他说，你将会享受免费的中国食物。
She said, I want to come.
然后他又说，好啊，我想来。
But if I come, I will bring 10 of my friends.
但如果我来，那我能不能带十个我的朋友也一起来？
But then she came to the church.
然后她就来到这个教会。
With her friends.
就也带她的朋友一起来这个教会。
She saw it was a Chinese church.
然后她看到，原来是一个中文教会。
She said, I'm Japanese.
她说我但我是日本人。
I heard that Chinese do not like Japanese.
因为我听说中国人好像不喜欢日本人。
So I told this to the pastor.
所以我就告诉了这个教会的牧师。
And then he said, on behalf of this church, we, the Chinese, we love the Japanese.
他说，至少从我们这个教会的角度出发，我们中国人是爱日本人。
So many Chinese and Korean, Japanese, Koreans, and others started to come.
所以呢，这个教会就有很多的中国人、日本人，还有韩国人，他们都来这个教会聚会。
And the church said, we cannot call this Chinese church anymore. We should call this Knight Street Church.
所以这个教会就说那我们不能再称我们教会为华人教会，我们应该称为奈街教会。
And now this Japanese girl has become a follower of Jesus, and many others are coming to Jesus.
那现在呢，这个日本的女生呢，就变成耶稣的跟随者，她很多的朋友也都来到耶稣面前。
This week, even the Thai students cooked a Thai dinner from Thailand, and there was maybe 25 students.
那这个礼拜他们甚至准备了泰国的食物，那也有25个留学生来到这边。
So this church has been changed.
所以这个教会已经发生了改变，已经被神在改变。
There are people from many countries coming now.
现在有来自不同国家的人都来到这个教会敬拜。
So God not only loves the Chinese, right?
所以因为神他不仅仅是爱中国人，对吗？
I'm from Holland originally.
那我原始是来自 Holland.
I thought only God loved the Dutch people.
那我也知道神是爱荷兰人。
But now I know that He loves Chinese people too.
但是我也知道他也是爱中国人。
And I have to accept that because there are more Chinese than Dutch people.
所以我必须要接受这个事实，因为这里有更多的中国人，却有很少的荷兰人。
So I brought two of my friends here, and one of them will share later.
那我今天也带来两个朋友，他们其中一个人等一下会分享。
One girl is from Korea. She just arrived last week.
那其中一个女生是韩国人，她刚刚来到温哥华。
And this is her first Sunday in church.
那这是她第一次来到教会。
And then the other girl is from Syria.
那另外一个女生是来自叙利亚。
And we will hear later from her.
那我们等一下就会听到她分享。
So now I have finished my assignment in this church.
那我现在已经在那个教会完成了我的事工。
Now I can come here more often.
所以我可以常常来到你们教会。
Thank you for your prayers and for your help.
那真的很感谢你们一直不断的为我祷告和不断的对我支持。
In this latest letter, it tells what I have been doing.
那等一下你们会看到后边有单张，上面就告诉大家我现在在做什么样的事工。
My wife and I just took a trip across Canada.
那我跟我的太太刚刚旅行整个加拿大。
Not by train, not by plane, but by car.
我们也不是乘火车，也不是乘飞机，而是开车环游加拿大。
We went all the way to Prince Edward Island, Nova Scotia.
那我们整个开车到东部。
You know how far that is?
你们知道有多远吗？
We took 2 months.
我们花了两个月的时间。
And everywhere God opened doors for us.
那我们每到一个地方，神都为我们开路。
And we were so happy to see so many people we have not seen.
那我们真的很开心，可以看到很多很久没见的朋友。
Including some students that used to be at UBC who are now in other parts of Canada.
那甚至我们也看到以前一些在 UBC 学习的学生。
So I'm glad that I survived this trip.
所以我很开心我在这个旅行中存活下来。
And I'm not getting younger.
因为我已经年纪很大了。
I'm 73.
我已经73岁了。
But yesterday I was able to bike with two students for 25 kilometers.
可是昨天我刚跟这两个朋友我们一起骑自行车骑了25公里。
I live in Coquitlam.
因为我住在 Coquitlam.
And there are many nice trails there.
那边有很多很好的可以 hiking 的路线和骑车。
Sometimes there are bears.
那有时候你会遇到熊。
That's always exciting.
这会让我也很兴奋遇到熊。
So today I want to talk about one of the most important topics.
那今天我将会来跟大家分享一个非常重要的信息。
What is the greatest need in my life?
那我生命最重要的意义是什么？
What is the greatest need in the church?
那我们教会最大的需要是什么？
What is the greatest need when we work with international students?
当我们开展留学生事工的时候，我们最需要的是什么？
I call it the revolution of love.
那我称为爱的革命。
So, I mean, this message is so powerful, so radical, it will turn your life upside down.
那这个信息是非常有力量的，它将会翻转我们的生命。
It will turn the world upside down.
它甚至会翻转整个世界。
It's stronger than any force in the world.
它比这世上任何的力量都要强大。
You know, sometimes these countries like the United States and Russia, they are building their military forces.
那你知道像美国或者俄国，他们可能会花费大量的精力来建立很强的军队。
But these things will not bring peace and these things will not bring change in people's lives.
可是这些军队并不会给我们日常生活带来和平或者改变我们的生命。
Only the revolution of love.
只有爱的革命才可以来翻转我们的生命。
When I heard this message, I was just going into Bible school.
然后当我在去神学院的时候，我刚听到这样的信息。
And I saw so many fights.
我看到有很多的征战。
Sometimes even in the church.
甚至在教会里面有很多的争斗。
And my church, they say there is a saying that two people from Holland make one church, three people from Holland make two churches.
所以在我们教会就有一个流传，就是说，如果两个人从 Holland 来的话呢？就会有一个教会，但是有三个人就会分裂成两个。
The Dutch like to fight.
因为我们荷兰人很喜欢彼此争斗。
Of course, Chinese are not like that.
当然，我们中国人可能不会这样。
So, when I heard this message about God's love, I said, this is what I need.
所以当我听到关于神的爱的信息的时候，我知道这就是我需要的。
This is what I want.
这也是我想要的。
This is what will change the world.
那这样的信息也是可以改变世界的。
So, there's nothing more important than this topic.
所以没有任何事情呢会比这个主题信息更加重要。
What is your love like?
那你的爱是什么样子的呢？
Does your love say, I will love you if you do this, if you do that?
那我们都知道，我们经常会说，我爱你，如果你为我做一些事情。
Oh, I will love my wife because she cooked a nice breakfast yesterday.
那我会爱我的妻子，因为我妻子昨天为我做了很美味的早餐。
I always tell international students I get better breakfast when they come to my house.
所以呢，我总是跟那些留学生说，你可以来我们家，因为你可以享受到非常美味的早餐。
Because my wife is a good cook.
因为我的妻子真的很擅长煮早餐。
And our students always say, can we come back?
所以我的那些留学生都会说，那我们可以再来吗？
What kind of love do you have?
那你有什么样的爱呢？
Well, let's look at some points today.
那我们来看一些点。
The source of love.
爱的来源。
The Bible is God's love book from beginning to end.
那其实圣经就是关于神的爱，从第一本书到最后一本书都在彰显神的爱。
It's the story of how God loves people.
那这圣经就关于神是如何来爱人的。
And how he is searching for people and bringing people back.
那也告诉我们神是如何找到我们并且把我们带回到他的爱中。
So in 1 John 4 verse 10,
所以在约翰一书四章十节，
This is love, not that we love God.But that he loved us and sent his son, an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱。
So when we measure our love, we need to not look at other people, we need to look at God.
所以当我们去测量我们的爱的时候，而不是去看人，而是将我们的眼光
放
在神身上。
Another verse says, love comes from God, 1 John 4, verse 7.
4:7.
Back, yeah.
Okay.
Or 4:10, yeah.
4:10. Yeah, and 4:7. Yeah, I can read it from here. 那另外一个经文呢，就是约翰一书四章七节。
Love comes from God, verse 7. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。
This sums up God.
那这就是我们的神。
God is the foundation.
神就是爱的基础。
God is the motivation.
神是我们爱的动力。
God's love is the reason for what we're doing.
神也是我们做一切事情的原因和根源。
That's why I have given 52 years of my life.
所以呢，我已经把我五十二年的生命都献给他。
Not for myself，
并不是为了我自己。
But because God loved me，
因为神爱我。
He sacrificed His love for me，
他为我舍命。
What am I willing to do for Him？
那么我的那我应该怎么回应？怎么去服侍神的爱呢？
There's a story about an American at the end of World War II.
那在第二次世界大战结束，有一个关于美国人的故事。
And there were many starving children on the streets of England.
那在英国的街道上有很多饿得快要死的儿童。
They had no parents anymore.
他们也没有父母。
They were lost.
他们完全失丧。
And this American soldier saw a bakery.
那这个时候，这个美国士兵就看到一个面包店。
And he pulled his jeep to the bakery.
然后他就把他的吉普车开进了面包店。
And there was a hungry boy there.
那这个时候有一个非常饥饿的儿童。
He was watching everything in the bakery.
那他就在看所有的面包。
And this American he went into the bakery.
那这个美国人 ，sorry， 他也自己走进了那个面包店。
And he went to buy some delicious food.
他去里边去买一些好吃的食物。
And this little boy was watching.
那这个小孩就在旁边。
Outside.
这个小孩就在面包店的外面来看。
And then the soldier he looked at that little boy.
那这个士兵呢就看着这个小孩。
And then his heart went out to him.
然后他的心就被这小孩所融化。
He said, "Little boy, do you want some of this package?"
他就说，那你想要一些食物吗？
The boy smiles.
然后这个小孩就冲他一笑。
I will.
他说，对，我很想要。
So he bought a dozen of these bakery thing cookies and he went to the boy and he gave it to the boy.
所以这个美国人就买了十二个很大就有很多的面包还有饼干给这个小孩吃。
And then as he was walking away,
然后这小孩就走开了。
The boy pulled him.
Sorry, 这个士兵就走开，这个小孩就去拉他。
And he said to him,
这个小孩告诉士兵，
Mister, are you God?
他说，先生，你是神吗？
We are never more like God when we give.
他说，当我们赠予的时候。
Because our God is a giving God.
因为我们的神就是一个赠予的神。
And we must be a giving people.
所以我们也要有一个赠予的心。
So, if you have any love in your heart at all, it comes from God.
所以如果在我们心中有任何一点爱的话，这样的爱就是来自于神。
If love is missing from your life, then God is missing from your life.
如果在你的生活中没有爱的话，那你的生活中也就没有神。
Sometimes I don't want to see anybody.
有时候我可能不想见任何人。
I see students all the time.
我经常会见各种各样的学生。
Sometimes I'm tired.
有时候我可能会觉得累。
I'm 73 years old.
因为已经73岁了。
But I ask God to give me His love.
但是我依旧寻求神，求他将他的爱赐给我。
That's the only thing.
这是唯一的事情。
That can keep me going.
可以激励我一直不断的去侍奉。
So I didn't plan to bike 25 kilometers yesterday.
所以我昨天去骑了25公里的自行车。
But I wanted to do it for the students.
我如果是我自己的话，我根本不会去做这样的事情。但是为了学生，我就愿意去。
I want to show them God's love.
因为我想要向他们展示神的爱。
Last week I went to the airport to welcome two more students.
那上个礼拜呢，我去机场接机去欢迎两个新来的留学生。
Every week new people are coming to this country.
每个礼拜都会有新的人来到我们这个国家来。
And we have the chance to show them God's love.
那我们也都有机会向他们展示神的爱。
So how do we know God's love?
那我们怎么知道神的爱呢？
The demonstration of love.
爱的展示。
How do we know what love is?
我们怎么知道什么是爱呢？
1 John 3:16 says. First John 3:16.
约翰一书3章16节说。
We know what love is by Jesus Christ laying down His life for us.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。
And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers.
我们也应当为弟兄舍命。
If you have material possessions and see your brother in need, but have no pity, how can the love of God be in him?
凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住连续的心，爱神的心怎能存在？
Love is an action word.
爱是一个行为动词。
Doing something that God wants us to do, whether we like that person or not.
所以无论我们是否喜欢一个人，我们都要用神的爱去爱他，去为他做事情。
Do you love everyone?
你爱每一个人吗？
There's always someone we don't like.
在我们生活中，很多时候我们都会不喜欢一些人。
Do you have someone in your life that you don't like so much?
在你的生活中，你会不会有一些人你不喜欢？
They bug you, they talk too much.
他们有时候可能太啰嗦了。
Yeah, maybe you don't like that person.
或者你不喜欢这样的人。
God wants you to love that person.
但是神却想让你去爱他们。
In action.
并且用行为去爱他们。
I have a saying, there's a saying, that when we get to heaven, it will be wonderful.
那我们都有流传一句话，当我们到天堂的时候，一切都会很美好。
Oh, in fact, it's a little saying, oh, to live with the saints above, that will be glory.
就是那我们在天堂会和所有的圣徒一起，然后充满了荣耀的生活。
But to live with the saints below, that's another story.
但是如果我们在地上和圣徒一起生活，那就是另外一回事了。
Oh, we will be happy when we're in heaven.
那我们在天堂，大家都会很开心。
We will not have our imperfections.
那我们可能都会变得很完美，我们没有什么缺点。
We will not have our faults.
那我们也不会有我们经常犯的错误。
My wife was not happy last night.
我的妻子昨天晚上不太。
I left my 3 bikes downstairs. I don't want to carry them upstairs. Too much work. But she, at 10 o'clock last night, was making me go downstairs to pick up those 3 bikes. A love is action. You are very privileged people. We were welcome to Canada. I came from another country. People helped us. I heard the gospel from someone. We became part of God's family. But what about the new people who are just arriving? Will they be welcomed? Will they hear the message of God's love? This is what concerns me so much. Sometimes we get tired. Sometimes we want to have a break. But there is no vacation in God's work. I had a little vacation time in Nova Scotia. We have one family there. And we just spent time with that family. Hardly anyone lives there. In the small town. So that was our vacation. But I said, there must be people here. So I went to a restaurant in the town. And in a small town of 5,000 people, I met people who served me with strange Asian faces. I said, where are you from? And I'm from the Philippines. And then I asked the other girl, where are you from? I'm from Albania. Used to be a closed country. It was a communist country.
它也是在东欧一个完全，以前是共产主义的一个小国家。
Both of those people got Bibles from me that day.
那这两个人呢，我当天就给他们了圣经。
There's opportunities everywhere.
所以在任何地方都有机会去分享神的信息。
To share God's love.
去分享神的爱。
So I take those, I ask God to give me those opportunities.
所以我也向神求，求神给我这样的机会，可以去分享他的。
Even when I go swimming.
甚至当我去游泳的时候。
In the hot tub.
就在那个泡热水的地方。
People cannot say they have no time.
那些人就不能拒绝我说他们没有时间听我讲。
They're in the hot tub.
那就在那个热水区。
So one day a new person comes to my church.
那有一天有一个新的人来到我们教会。
I never seen her before.
我之前从来没见过她。
Oh, she said, I'm happy to meet you.
然后她又说，哦，我很开心看到你。
I met you.
她说我之前见过你。
I said, I don't recognize you.
然后我就说，但我认不出你啊。
She said, you invited me here.
她就说，就是你邀请我来你们教会。
I said, where?
我说哪里啊、
She said, in the hot tub.
她说就在游泳池的热水区那边你邀请我来到你们教会。
I said, you look different in the hot tub than here on Sunday morning.
然后我就说你现在看起来跟在游泳池看起来不一样。
So anywhere we go, we can share God's love.
所以我们无论去哪里我们都可以分享神的爱的信息。
People are always happy to see you smile.
因为人们都很喜欢看到我们的微笑。
It can change a person's life.
因为它甚至可以改变一个人的生命。
Now the third point of love is the power of love.
那我们第三个就是爱的力量。
By this all men will know you're my disciples if you have love for one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
You see what that says?
大家看到这个经文在说什么吗？
The world will not see I'm a disciple because of my intelligence or my knowledge of the truth.
那这个世界不会因为我个人的聪明才智或者我对真理的认识
or if I go to a great church,
或者我去一个很棒的教会
with great programs,
或者参加很棒的项目
but they will see if I love my brother and sister,
但是他们会看我是否爱我的弟兄姐妹
and if I'm giving my life to them,
看是否我愿意把我的生命献给我的弟兄姐妹来服侍他们
One year I was leading a team in Europe, in Belgium.
那有一年我带领了一个队伍来到
I met an intellectual student from the university who was atheist.
Wow. 那在那里我就遇到一个大学生，他非常非常的聪明，但他也是一个无神论者。
But every day he came to see me.
可是我们在那里的每一天，他都来找我。
And he came to argue with me.
那他也来跟我辩论。
About the Bible.
就是关于圣经上的辩论。
And I was just starting to use my intellectual arguments to try to convince him about the Bible.
所以那个时候我也尝试用各种的台智上的争论，想要去说服他来相信主。
And every day he came back.
然后他每一天也都来。
For 7 days.
他来了七天。
I thought maybe he will become a Christian.
然后在想他有可能会变成一个基督徒，因为我的聪明才智。
I used many arguments.
因为我用了很多的论据想要说服他。
The last day came.
直到最后一天他来。
And our international team of students were doing a program.
那个时候我们有一个项目。
And he was there.
那这个学生也有来。
He was in the first row.
他就坐在第一排。
And students were giving their testimony.
那有两个学生在台上做见证。
And then we asked if anyone would want to become a Christian.
那我们就呼召说有没有人愿意成为基督徒。
We were praying for him.
那我在也在为他祷告。
He raised his hand.
然后他就把手举起来。
Oh, I'm so happy.
我当时超开心的。
I spent so much time with him.
因为我已经花了很多的时间与他去争论。
Afterwards, I said, which argument helped you?
那之后我就问他到底我们所争论的哪个论据真的说服你来
then I can use this argument with many other students
那这样的话我之后可以用同样的论据来说服很多其他的学生
he said none of your arguments
然后他说 no 就是没有其中任何一个论据有说服我
your arguments did not make any sense
他说其实你讲的很多事情都是对我来说无稽之谈
I said what
他说什么
I said why did you raise your hand
那我说为什么你会举起你的手呢
every day I was watching you
因为他说每一天我都在观察你。
I was watching the students how from different countries you were loving each other.
因为我看到就是来自不同地方的学生他们怎么样是彼此相爱。
Even though you never met before, you came from Sweden and England and Holland and Canada, and you guys work together and you love each other. This is what I want.
因为你们整个团队都是来自不同的国家，来自不同欧洲和世界上各个的国家，但是你们却彼此相爱，甚至你们是第一次甚至是在你们第一次相见的情况下，这就是我想要的。
This is what will bring people to Jesus.
那这也是 可以带领人真的回到耶稣面前的。
So many times they ask us, why are you giving us free food?
因为很多时候他们都会问我，为什么你会给我们免费的食物？
Because Jesus loves you.
我告诉他们，因为耶稣爱你。
And because people love you even though they have never seen you.
因为其他人也爱你，甚至所以虽然他们从来没见过你们。
And you have done that too.
那你们也这样做。
Thank you so much.
谢谢你。
So we still need people who give free food.
所以我们还是需要有人可以愿意提供免费的食物。
Many times when students came to baptism, they would say, "I came to the club because I heard there was a free dinner."
那很多时候有人来参加我们的 group, 那是因为他们说他们听说这里有免费的食物可以享用。
So this is the power of love.
那这就是爱的力量。
The examples of love.
那我们接下来看耶稣爱的榜样。
The best examples are the examples of Jesus.
那我们知道最好爱的榜样就是耶稣他自己。
And Jesus wants us to follow his example.
那耶稣也想要我们可以跟随他。
So the first one is loving the untouchable.
那第一个就是去爱那些不可触摸的人。
Luke chapter 5 talks about Jesus loving the leper.
那我们知道在路加福音第五章讨论了耶稣爱得大麻风的人。
And one thing about a leper.
那关于大麻风这个病呢
?No one ever touched him.
关于得大麻凡是得大麻风病的人大家都不愿意去触摸他。
Not even his family.
甚至他的家人都不愿意去跟他亲近。
So he, what was the first thing Jesus did?
但是耶稣做的第一件事 是什么呢
?He touched him.
他触摸了这个大麻风病人。
This is the firstThis is a thing that showed him that he was a person who cared for him.
因为这样的触摸就展示了耶稣是非常关心这个大麻风病人的，非常爱他。
Michael Green in his book, he writes, there is one test and one test only of the extent of your love for God, and it's an uncomfortable one. How have you handled the poor?
那Michael 就说过一句话，他说只有一个测试可以检测出我们对神爱的程度，但这也是一个会令我们大家不安的一个测试，那就是我们如何去面对穷人。
There are poor people living here in Vancouver.
那在温哥华其实有很多穷人。
You don't have to go to India.
我们甚至不需要去印度去帮助穷人。
And I was in this church for 8 months.
那我在那个教会服侍了8个月。
I opened this church.
我帮助这个教会。
And one nurse, Chinese lady, she said, Bert, I have a passion for the drug addicts.
那其中有一个中国的姐妹就说，那她是一个护士，她说我很想要去服侍那些吸毒者。
I want to touch them, I want to reach them.
那每当我有时间的时候，我就想要去触摸他们，想要与他们亲近。
I want people in my church to help me.
那我也希望我们教会的弟兄姐妹可以支持我。
I said God has given you that passion.
我说因为就是神给了你这样的热情。
Let me help you.
让我来帮助你。
I introduced her to a mission on Hastings Street.
所以我就把她介绍给一个在 Hastings Street 上的一个机构。
And they were looking for people to help cook food for the hungry people.
因为这个机构正在寻找有人可以愿意为那些饥饿的人煮食物。
They said, we need you.
这个机构就说我们需要你。
It's so hard to get people, church groups to come.
因为让一些教会的人来帮忙真的是非常的难。
So I got her on Sunday morning to speak to everybody.
所以我就请她在礼拜天的时候在教会里分享。
And now every month, a group from that church are cooking food for 50, 100 people.
那现在每个礼拜天，那每个礼拜呢，都会有一个来自这个教会的一个群体，他们到这个机构去为那些饥饿的人来准备食物，大约500人。
And one of those people is an older Chinese person.
那其中一个是一个非常年长的中国人。
He gave this testimony.
他做了这样的见证。
I have no use for those people.
I have
no use. I don't care about those people.
他又说我根本不关心这些人。
I look down upon those people.
我总是低看他们。
But I have gone with this group.
但是我却跟我们教会的群体一起去。
And now my life has been changed.
现在我的生命发生了改变。
Before I would, in the story of the Good Samaritan, I would be like the priest and the Levite. I would go past that person by.
那在之前呢，我就像好撒玛利亚这个故事中的那些利未人一样，我看到有人饥饿躺在路上，我只是走过而已。
But now I want to show God's love to these poor people.
可是现在我却想要向他们显示神的爱。
So now a group of them are going every month.
那现在我跟我们那现在就有这样一个群体的弟兄姐妹，他们每个礼拜都会去帮助这些穷人，为他们服务。
Do you love the untouchable?
那你会去爱这些不可触摸的人吗？这些边缘的人吗？
Well, the second point is not only loving the untouchable, loving your enemy.
那第二个点，不仅去爱这些不可触摸的人，也要学会去爱我们的仇敌。
It's easy to love the people that love you.
那我们很容易去爱那些爱我们的人。
This Japanese girl was so touched by this pastor who said, on behalf of Chinese, we love you. She said, that's why I'm still coming here.
所以就像我们之前提到那个日本的女生，她是非常的感动，因为这个中文教会的牧师告诉她，我们教会的中国人都爱日本人，就是因为这样的爱，所以她持续不断的来到这个中文教会。
This is what will change your enemies. Forgive them. Nothing annoys them so much.
那这个就是我们如何去改变我们的敌人，就是去原谅他们，因为他们也不会让我们觉得有什么不安。
Do you love your enemy?
你爱你的仇敌吗？
It took my father many, many years to forgive the German people who did such bad things in Poland.
对于我的父亲来说，真的是花费他很多年的时间去原谅那些德国人，因为那些德国人践踏他们的国家。
But he later forgave him.
但我的爸爸就原谅他们。
And he became friends with Germans.
我的爸爸甚至跟一些德国人成为了朋友。
It was so hard.
真的是一个很艰难的过程。
Only God can do that.
因为只有神可以做这样的事情。
I've been reading stories about the Middle East.
那我也读了很多关于中东的一些故事。
How that many people are becoming Christians because people are loving even their enemies.
那很多人都变成基督徒，就是因为很多基督徒他们爱他们的仇敌。
And the last point is loving the stranger.
那最后一个呢，就是爱陌生人。
Loving the international,
爱新移民，爱全世界。
The new immigrant, the refugee,
也爱难民。
You shall love them as your own. Leviticus 19.
那就像利未记中所说的，我们要爱人如己。
When a stranger lives in your land, you must love them like yourself.
在利未记中说，如果一个陌生人来到你的国家，你要爱他们，爱他如己。
When I came here this morning, I came with a refugee from Syria.
那我今天早上来的时候，我带了一个朋友，他是叙利亚难民。
And Nancy was so happy.
Nancy 非常的开心。
Because she had gone to the Middle East.
因为 Nancy 她有去过中东。
So I want this late sister who has moved here 4 years ago, sponsored by our church, to share what's going on.
那我就会邀请她来跟我们一起分享。她四年前被我们教会 sponsor 来到加拿大。
I am so touched by her story.
我被她的故事非常的感动。
So welcome, Christina.
好，那我们欢迎 Christina.
Let's give her a welcome.
那我们来欢迎她。
Good morning.
早安。
So I'm Christina from Syria.
我是来自叙利亚的 Christina.
And I moved here in mid-March, so 4 months ago.
那我是四个月前来的，就在三月份。
I moved with my parents.
那我跟我父母一起来。
And I look 16, but I'm 25.
虽然我看起来只像16岁，但我已经25岁了。
Okay, so I will be sharing about Syria and Lebanon. They're part of the Arab world.
那我会跟大家分享叙利亚和黎巴嫩，就在中东那个这个区域。
The 22 countries in yellow.
那有22个国家，就是这个黄色的区域，一共有22个国家。
And the interesting thing about the Arab world is that over half of the population is under 25 years old.
那在这个阿拉伯国家呢，有超过一半的人，他们都是25岁以下的。
So I moved from Damascus, Syria to Lebanon.
那我是从叙利亚的大马士革搬到了黎巴嫩。
In July 2013.
在2013年7月的时候，我搬到了黎巴嫩。
So exactly 5 years ago.
所以真的就是五年前。
To join a ministry called New Heights.
那我就参加了一个事工，那个叫做 New Heights 新高度。
As they wanted to start a project to serve refugees in Lebanon.
因为这个新高度这个机构，他们就开展了一个事工，就专门服侍叙利亚的难民。
So our mission is to deliver God's love to everyone under 18 in the Arab world.
那我们这个事工的目标呢, 就是将神的爱传给那些18岁以下的叙利亚难民。
And in the Arab world, everyone under 18 is a huge number.
因为在阿拉伯国家就是有一大群人都是18岁以下的。
And our future vision is to see every child becoming an agent of hope through Jesus Christ.
那我们的意向呢, 就是希望看到每一个孩子都可以变成希望的传递者, 透过耶稣基督。
So I will be just sharing a little bit of our programs with you.
那我将会跟大家分享一下我们的这个项目都做了什么。
In short,
用很简短的跟大家分享。
But you can find some flyers in the back to know more about the programs in details.
那大家可以 在桌子上, 就在后边的桌子上有很多信息可以去看。
So we don't have fixed programs because we serve in different countries, to different people, different ages.
那我们是在不同的国家, 不同的地区, 然后服侍不同年龄层的人, 所以目前我们没有一个固定的地点。
So the programs change depending on the needs.
那我们也会随着, 随着大家需要的改变来改变我们的事工。
But the main programs are spiritual curriculums for churches, for Sunday school.
那我们最主要的一个项目呢, 就是帮助一些教会准备, 属灵方面的一些课程训练。
Which we put on a free website.
那我们是把它放在网站上, 教会可以免费的去用这些资源。
Clubs and camps.
或者一些俱乐部, 或者一些大学, 都可以运用这些资源。
For kids and youth that go to church, and for unchurched kids and youth.
那我们对，那这个项目不仅是针对那些来教会的青少年，也针对那些没有去教会的青少年和儿童。
Three is theater performances.
那我们只有一个呢，就还有一个我们会去表演，在剧院表演。
And because kids love drama and performances and songs and musicals, so it has been an effective ministry for us to go into Islamic schools.
因为在那边孩子们都很喜欢音乐和各种各样的表演，所以呢，我们就在剧院表演。那这个也是很有效的，向这些孩子传福音的方式之一。
Online evangelism.
那还有一个就是在网上传福音。
To reach youth and young adults in the most radical Islamic countries.
那我们就透过网站上那些极端的穆斯林国家， 尤其是针对他们的青少年，还有比较年轻的成年人，向他们去传福音。
And the last is refugee initiative.
那最后一个就是帮助难民。
I will show you some pictures.
我将会展示大家一些 图片。
From clubs and summer camps.
那有一些假期的营会啊, 或者一些 俱乐部。
Theater performances.
那这个就是我们剧场表演, 一个小表演。
Next one. That one, that girl on the left is me.
在最左,
yes.
在最左边的女生是她。
This is 2 years ago.
这是两年前拍的。
Yeah. Okay, can we stop here? So this is from our ministry in refugee camps.
那这个就是我们在难民营所做的一项施工。
Last year we bought a big van, this van.
那去年呢，我们买了一个很大的van, 就像这个车一样。
And the next picture, we installed 4 washing machines.
那我们就是提供 洗衣机。
2 big water tanks.
还有很大的水利系统。
And a generator.
还有一些清洗的系统。
So the team goes to refugee camps up in the mountains.
那我们就是搬到就在山上的叙利亚难民营。
Every day.
我们每天都上去。
They do laundry.
那他们就用我们所提供的机器来洗衣服。
And while women gather, we have a team to talk to them, build relationships with them.
那当这些女人来洗衣服的时候呢, 我们就有机会与她们交谈, 与她们建立关系。
And we have another team to, they take the children to a tent and teach. teach them to read and write from biblical-based curriculums.
那我们也有另外一个团队，他们就会带领这些青少年儿童到 camp 里面，然后去教他们有关圣经上的东西，也教他们写字、画画等等。
So we have a small team with a big vision.
那我们是一个很小的团队，但我们却有大大的意向。
And we have partners everywhere in the world, but not Canada yet.
那我们在世界很多国家都有我们的合作同工，但是加拿大还没有。
So some ways that you can get involved with us and help is first through prayer support.
那如果大家愿意帮忙的话呢，其中一种方式就是请为我们迫切的祷告。
So I encourage you today to go and pray first for the team and ministry.
那我真的鼓励大家，今天你们找一点时间出来，来为我们的团队祷告。
And second, for God to move your heart for this nation.
第一个为我们团队祷告，第二个呢就是求神来改变你的心，也是你愿意去服事那里。
Second is financial support.
那第二种方式呢就是金钱上的支持。
The Bible says that God so loved the world that He gave.
因为这个圣经上告诉我们，神爱世人，所以他给予。
So I encourage you to donate too.
所以我鼓励你可以奉献给我们。
And soon we will be able to issue tax receipts in Canada.
那很快的，我们也可以给大家关于退税的凭据，如果你们奉献的话。
So you will have the opportunity to provide Sunday school curriculums or send a kid to a summer camp or.
那透过这样的奉献呢，你就可以帮助我们去建造更多的主日学的课程，或者说呢，帮助一个孩子可以来到我们的营会，更来认识神。
Third is vision trips.
那第三个就是你们可以加入我们的旅行。
So since I got here, I'm just hearing a lot of things about the Middle East that people here just know from news.
那我来到这边才知道，原来大家对中东的认识都是透过新闻认识的。
And it's just God put on my heart to spread the word that God is doing more than what you hear on the news.
那对于我来讲呢，就是想要分享给大家，其实神在中东那个地方的做工远远超过我们从新闻媒体上所看到的。
So I encourage you to partner with us and go there to see for yourselves.
那我真的愿意鼓励大家，真的亲自到中东那边，然后去看神在那边所做的工。
It will be an eye-opening experience for God's word in the other part of the world.
那真的会开大家的眼界，去看到神是如何在中东这个地方做工，来彰显他的荣耀。
And last, just check our website today.
那最后呢，今天大家可以去上我们的网站。
It's new-heights.me.
It's called new-heights.org.
Okay, sorry,
the PPT before.
Thank you.
谢谢。
Let's pray for her.
那让我们来为她祷告。
God, thank you for bringing this dear sister from Syria, Lebanon, to challenge us with the great needs there.
主要真的谢谢你带领这个叙利亚并且搬到黎巴嫩的姐妹到我们中间来挑战我们怎样去爱中东的人。
Help us to do what we can.
请帮助我们去做我们可以做的事情。
Help us to pray.
请帮助我们可以为他们祷告。
The needs are so great.
因为那边有非常大的需要。
But your love is there.
你的爱也在那里。
We pray that many people will get involved.
我们祷告有更多的人愿意参与到这项事工。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢。
My last three points, just in conclusion, then we're going to sing a song. I have three more points here just to conclude. How do we live this love?
那我们有最后的一个挑战，就是我们如何活出爱的生命。
Love.To live out this love, we must be crucified to ourselves.
那如果要爱出这样的生命，我们必须要与耶稣同钉十字架。
We're not to follow our plans, our ambitions, but to follow Christ.
我们并不是跟随我们自己的计划、自己的野心，而是要去跟随主耶稣基督。
It's not my house, it's not my car, it's not my money, it's, it all belongs to God. Take up your cross. I would love to take a team next year, next summer to help people in those refugee camps. And the second point is serve.
那第二个点呢,
Jesus said even giving a cup of cold water in his name.
那耶稣说,
give her your time. Share with whatever God has blessed you with.
愿意去分享神在你身上的祝福。
People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
因为人们并不关心你知道多少, 直到他们知道你关心他们多少。
And sacrifice, last one.
最后一个就是牺牲奉献。
We know Jesus sacrificed everything.
因为我们知道耶稣奉献上了所有。
To rescue that Thai rescue, Thai cave rescue with those 12 boys a few weeks ago.
那在上个礼拜在泰国去救这12个小孩，他们被困在溶洞。
People were willing to risk their lives.
那人们也愿意奉献生命去救这12个孩子。
Even one person gave his life.
那其中也有一个人真的献上了生命。
To rescue those boys.
为了去救这12个孩子。
How much will we do to rescue people who are lost?
那我们愿意奉献多少去拯救那些失丧的灵魂呢？
How much do you know God's love?
你对神的爱的认识有多深呢？
If I really know God's love in my heart today,
如果我的心里真的明白神的爱,
if I know how much He's done for me,
如果我真的了解感受到神为我奉献了多少,
what will I do?
那我会怎么做呢？
I would love other people more easily.
我会更容易的去爱别人。
I would have more confidence in who I am. I would celebrate others' achievements. I would relax in my relationship with the Lord. I accept other people's flaws with more grace. I even love my wife when she makes a mess in the kitchen because I have to clean it up. And I will give love. God's love, all that God's love has given, has poured into my life, I'm willing to give to others. Please take some books with you. I got lots of books in Chinese that you can give to your friends or you can take for yourself. Please give a donation.
那今天呢，在后边有很多书，真的很期待大家可以带一些书回家或者送给朋友。那也请记得要奉献。And
there's a basket there.
那就是有一个小筐，大家可以自由奉献。Let's
pray.
让我们来祷告。Thank
you, God, for this morning.
主要跟你祷告，我们现在感谢很大。We're
so overwhelmed with your love.
我们被你的爱充满。We
know that's what we need in our lives.
那我也知道，这是我们生命中最需要的。And
it cannot come from ourselves. Because we are selfish. It can only come from your love within our hearts. Do great things in each one of our lives, even this week. Help us to use one thing we learned this morning. And that we would make love truly an action. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.